This is me. Of course, somebody could be impersonating me, but why would they bother? Leave a message. A short one.
Hello, love. This is your mom again. I know you're up to your eyes finishing your thesis thing. Sacred heart, but they take forever. I know how stressed you are, and I know you haven't time to call, but I just wanted to remind you that Jerry's coming home. A short one.
This is me. Of course, somebody could be impersonating me, but why would they bother? Leave a message. A short one.
Hello again, love. Jelly's coming home for holidays today. That's all. Hello, Sinead, pet.
Hey, Mrs. Coffee. Summer Hans, yay!
Bring him on. There's my Jelly.
Careful now, Jelly. It's a bit of a... Just watch your step there now. Hold my hand. Now, there you are. Landed safely. And there's your mum, all excited to see you.
Have you a big hug for Mammy? Oh, yes. The best hugger in town. Listen to that.
Started up again last week. He's on a strong cough bottle. There's oceans of it in the bag. Be good to your mom now, won't you, Jelly?
Yeah.
Big hug for Sinead.
Oh, the best hugger in town. Off anywhere nice this year?
2 weeks in Ibiza. Can't wait. We were going to go to Turkey, but the boyfriend loves Ibiza. So
the divily knows.
Yeah, I suppose. And you, Mrs. Coffey?
Well, this year is different.
Oh, of course. He was a lovely man, Mr. Coffey. A gentleman. Jelly misses his dad, don't you, Jelly?
He does. But he has me and he has a sister. Don't you love Anna Banana? Anne will come down from Dublin and bring Jelly and me on a few spins to the seaside. Won't she, Jelly?
Oh, enough chat, he says.
He wants to go on a swing.
Back in Roseville, we tried every day to get him on the swing, but since Mr. Coffey passed away...
Sure, I know. But he'll go on the swing his daddy built him, won't you, Jelly?
No.
His daddy used to call him the oldest swinger in town.
A lovely man, Mr. Coffey. Anyway, must go. See you, Jelly. See you, Mrs. Coffey.
Bye, Sinead. Have a great holiday. Say bye, Jelly.
Bye.
Bye. You sound like you've smoked 40 of your daddy's cigarettes. Keep that scarf around you now, whatever about the warm day. Jelly, will you look where that swing is? Tied up there with the clothes horse. How am I supposed to get at it? Of course, your daddy would have had it all ready and waiting for his little big man. Wouldn't he, Jelly?
Yeah.
He would. Not like your lazy mammy. Nothing for it. Now, what kind of knot is that? Let me... If I... Ouch. Oh. That's the way to do it. Ah. There we go. Mind your head, pet. I'm going to let it go. There we go. There it is. Way! A swing for Jelly. Now, let me just wipe that seat. Oh, look at all that dust. We must get rid of that, mustn't we? Or else Jelly's cough will get worse. There now. All clean and shiny. Ready for Jelly. Oh, no, pet. Don't sit on the floor. You'll get your pants all dirty. Let me just... Up we get. Oh, Jelly. Why won't you get up for Mammy? Look, your swing is all ready for swinging. Jelly, Jilly, what's come over you? Look at Mammy on the swing. The squeaky swing. Whee!
This is me. Of course, somebody could be impersonating me, but why would they bother? Leave a message. A short one.
Hi, Anne, love. It's about Jilly. Can you ring me, please? A nice warm bath will help that cough, won't it, Jilly? There we go. Let me see if it's... Oh, yes, just right. Not too hot, not too cold. Just the way you like it. Take my hand now. Slowly does it. That's my man. In we go. Oh, yes. He loves his bath. Look at the little ducky. Whee! He's gone under the water, and I think he's swimming under Jenny's leg. No laughing, Jilly. Where's that great Jilly laugh? Oh, my phone. Jilly, did you see it? There it is under your towel. Play with your rubber ducky now. That's my man. Whee! Hello?
It's me.
Oh, Jilly, it's Anna Banana. I'm giving him a bath.
Is he all right?
He won't go on the swing. Hello? Can you hear me?
I heard you.
That nice nurse in Roseville said they tried every day with the swing back there. I thought when he came home, but he won't. I know it since Daddy.
What do you want me to do, Mum?
I wanted to tell you.
So now you've told me.
Will you be coming down? You said you might be able...
I'm weeks behind. Supposed to submit next month. I always told you should have learned to drive. Now look at you.
That's okay, love. We'll make the best of it. Won't we, Jilly? He likes the bus and the train. We'll head off on some day trips for the day. It's only 2 weeks. You need to finish, love. How's Donal?
He's away.
Oh?
On a course. Some Garda thing.
For how long?
I think it's a few weeks. He didn't say.
Oh. Well, you'll have peace and quiet to do your thesis thing. I won't keep you.
Come for a few days. If you want.
Ah, no. We understand. Don't we, Jilly? He's nodding.
No, he's not. You know he hasn't a clue what you're saying.
He's a man of mystery, our Jilly.
Come up. Really.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't say it if... Jelly's never been here, and I haven't seen him since Dad... But you'll have to fend for yourselves. I'm to the wire on this bloody PhD.
We'll be no trouble.
Mum, you know there's no swing here, if Jilly wanted.
I know. But he doesn't want. That's the problem. I'll let you know our plans... Bye, love.
Coming, coming, coming. There he is, Jilly Belly. Oh, there's a big hug. Hi, Mum.
Mind yourself, love. We had an accident.
Oh, Jilly. A big man like you, wetting yourself.
Too late getting to the loo on the train. All those buttons. Why can't they have something
simple? What are we going to do with you?
We're going to clean him up. That's what we're going to do.
I can do it if you like.
Not at all, pet. His mammy will clean him up. She's used to it.
Suit yourself.
Come on, Jilly. Well, we mustn't forget to take our cough bottle, must we? Because that cough has to go. Here we are now, all dickied up.
Oh, look at that handsome man.
All done up like a tailor's dummy, as his daddy used to say. You know, I never knew what your daddy meant by that.
He meant neat and tidy. It's pretty obvious what he meant.
It's just that I never liked the word dummy.
He didn't mean dummy in the dumb sense. He meant like a mannequin. Perfect, like a mannequin. Context is everything.
Well, you know, love, it's far from context that I was raised. Oh, look, you have red cutlery out for jelly. And I brought some because I didn't think...
Obviously, you didn't think.
And I brought the Kimberleys that he loves, and chops, and a small bag of potatoes, and a few tins of beans.
Did you bring the kitchen sink with you? Because it wouldn't surprise me if you did. And the dishwasher? Did you bring that too? Oh no, you don't have a dishwasher. Because that would make things too easy. And there wouldn't be enough suffering in the kitchen.
What are you saying, love?
You brought all this stuff because...
Because Jelly will only eat with red cutlery. And we don't eat the vegetarian stuff you eat. And
I'm not capable of thinking ahead and going out and buying the chops and potatoes and the Kimberleys and the cornflakes. Too selfish to think about my brother coming for the first time as a guest to my house. Is that it?
No.
With your thesis thing, you said we'd have to fend for ourselves. And I...
Well, fend for yourself, so. It's all cooked and ready to eat. Fucking fend for yourself.
Anne, I was only... Oh, Jelly, that's not funny at all, pet. You laugh at all the wrong things. Your darling Anna Banana's gone bananas, I think. What are we going to do? Anne, love, we had the lovely dinner you made. Jelly ate everything. It's a glorious evening, so we're going to take a walk in the park. See you later. Oh, Jelly, look at all the pretty flowers, all pink and yellow and red. Oh, and look at that. Like a giant rhubarb. Your daddy would know all the names, wouldn't he? Oh, yes. All those foreign names. If only he was here, Jelly. He could tell us, couldn't he? Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, Jelly, look what I see. Over there beyond the pond with all the lovely lilies. Come on, pet. You need to walk off all the mashed potato. How many? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven swings. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go down and see if you can get a go. Come on. That's my man. Let's see if this will work. Hello? Would you mind if my son went on the swing for a few minutes?
For him? What age is he?
He was 40 last July.
40? And he wants to use a swing? That's weird, that is. How much will you give me?
What?
It'll cost you.
Oh, a euro?
10.
10? No, I...
8.
Oh, let me see. I only have a 5 euro note and...
I'll take it.
Oh, no. I was only... Look, Jelly, she ran away with my money. Bold girl. Oh. Now that I've paid, Jelly, will you try? Look, a lovely swing in this lovely park. Big enough for a big man like you. Come on, that's my man. That's the way. Step by step. Almost there. Oh, no, pet, no. No, I didn't mean to. No. Oh, no, Jelly, don't fall on the ground. Oh, mind your head. Oh, my pet, watch your head. Oh, I can't lift you up. Oh, sacred heart of Jesus, my poor pet, please don't pull at your hair like that. Oh, my poor darling, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Here, let me out. Let me catch him here. No, that's it. Up you get.
Oh, thank you so much.
A thing of nothing.
I don't know why I should have known he doesn't want to swing anymore. He used to live on it, and now... Okay, pet, that's my man. Big hug, that's my man. Best hugger in town. I don't know why I brought him down here, I should have known.
What's his name?
Jelly.
How are you, Jelly? I'm Frank. Will you shake me hand? That's the man.
Thank you. I think he'll be okay now. Sometimes I don't have the strength. Not that he doesn't very often lose it like that, but when he does, it's hard. And his daddy was so good at handling him. You need the strength of a man. And...
I'd say you're strong in other ways, Mrs.
May. Call me May. I hate Mrs.
I'd say now this man makes you strong in other ways, May. Our neighbors had a son. Big lad. Handsome, you know. Special. I'm well used to, you know, used to it.
I can see that. Well, thank you again. We better go.
Do I hear a country accent?
We came up on the Galway train this morning, didn't we, Jelly? I'm staying with my daughter. It's only 10 minutes away. We better get back. Okay, Jelly?
I'll walk you there.
Ah, no, really, it's too much bother.
For a lady like you and a gent like Jelly here, nothing is too much bother. Show me the way.
Oh, how stupid of me. Didn't bring my key and forgot my mobile. You go away. We'll be fine.
I'm not going anywhere until I see you safe and sound. Isn't that right, Jelly? Us men have to stay and mind your mother.
Oh, he likes you. I know by the way he looks at you. He doesn't take to everyone, you know. She had to go out earlier for an emergency. I'm sure she's trying to contact me. But then, stupid me, I didn't bring my phone, did I?
There's a quiet pub down the road we could...
You're back.
Hello, love. We were knocking for... We thought maybe...
I fell asleep.
And this is Frank.
Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
Thank you. Jelly had a bit of a turn, and this nice gentleman came to my rescue. And maybe if you don't mind, we might ask him in for a cup of tea.
Yeah, whatever.
No, not at all. I wouldn't dream of... Thank you. I'm off now that you and Jelly are safe and sound.
Thank you, Frank.
Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger across a crowded park. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Say bye, Jelly. Now, Jelly, all tucked up in bed, I'm putting on your favourite to put you to sleep. Okay, pet. All calm down now. That's my man. Big hug for Mammy. Oh, the best hugger in town. That's it. You get all comfy there, and I'll come in later and sleep on the floor beside you, in case you wake up and get confused. Okay, pet. Turning off the light now. Nighty night, darling.
It's more expensive, but it's worth it. Just for that.
What, love?
The pop.
Oh.
And please don't give me that look.
Sorry. What, love?
You're not opening a second bottle, are you, look?
Oh, love, I wasn't.
And can you stop using that word?
What word, love?
That one. That one. Love.
I'll just wait a few minutes more. let him get to sleep before I hit the hay.
I think I like it because Dad used to do that when we were kids.
What, love? Sorry?
Put his finger in his mouth and blow out his cheeks and go... Made us all laugh, me and Jelly.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you stop saying sorry?
Sorry? Sorry, I mean...
I'm talking about the sound of a bottle of medium-priced wine being opened. Or better still, the sound of a second bottle of medium-priced wine being opened. The pop. You don't get it with screw-off bottles. The cheaper screw-off bottles. With them, you just get a kind of a sad metallic scrape. More tea?
No, not at this hour. Thank you, love. Sorry. Sorry, I thought I was doing a great thing by bringing him to the swings in the park. He seemed okay as we walked towards them. But then, if it wasn't for that nice man...
Frank?
Yeah, Frank.
Frank by name, but is he Frank by nature?
He was a great help to Jelly and me.
A bit sleazy, no? The thing about a stranger across a crowded park.
That was just a joke. It's that song, you know. Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger across a crowded room from South Pacific. He must like musicals. It was funny, really, across a crowded park. But of course the park wasn't crowded.
So if you analyse the scene, you find it is layered in a postmodernist, self-referential manner. The soap-like banality of the meeting in the park is counterpointed by reference to not only the knowing artifice of the mid-20th century American musical, but also to an actual exotic place. This would suggest there was a kind of what Said calls Orientalism at play here. But then the man not only quotes, but misquotes the lyric. He then becomes not only a performer in the scene, but its co-author. Performativity and authorial presence in the park.
I have no idea what you're trying to say, love.
That is precisely what I'm trying to say. You have no idea. I'm suffering from severe PhD-itis. Oh, I was being funny.
Sorry, sorry. Daddy liked your jokes.
Yeah, he did. Something's thrown me ever since you and he arrived at the door.
Who? Frank and me?
No, Jelly.
Jelly?
Yes, you and Jelly. I need a smoke.
Anne, pet, what do you mean?
I thought you were hitting the hay, as you so quaintly put it.
What did you mean you were thrown?
What I said. I always mean what I say. I was thrown. You and Jelly standing there. And it was as if I'd never seen it before.
Seen what, love?
Do you know what they say?
Who?
They who know things. They say that you marry your problematic parent.
What are you on about?
I'm on about you. No, I'm on to you. Because if it's true that I married my problematic parent, then I married you.
Pet, I...
Because Donal, the man I married, is so fucking nice, it hurts. You know? It fucking hurts. Garda Donal O'Driscoll, the good cop who only cops the good in people. Like you, and your naive trust in everyone. That Frank in the park, God only knows what did he want with you or with Jelly?
Ah, Anne, be nice.
Nice?
You're very lucky to have Donal.
No, I'm not. I don't have him. He's not on any stupid course for guards. He's moved out for a few weeks to give me space. I drove him away because I couldn't stand his sweetness. And the minute I saw you and Jelly standing at the door like a pair of Jehovah's, I wanted to slam the door in your faces too.
Jelly lights up when he sees you. Look at that hug he gave you earlier.
Isn't that just gestures? Does he love me? Do I love him?
Oh, you do. You know you do.
For years I didn't want to be seen with him. Or with you. I only wanted to be with my dad. Because Daddy made me feel like I was the one whose needs were special.
Oh, Anne Pet.
I miss my dad.
Of course you do, love. Of course you do.
I miss my daddy.
Oh, my pet, my love. So, so sorry. Come here. Let me...
Don't touch me! Don't fucking touch me!
I won't. I won't. Of course I won't. Oh, he's awake. Oh, my pet, what is it? Here, let me. Oh, my poor man. That's okay. I know you hate noise, and we woke you up.
I woke you up. Sorry, Jelly.
That's my boy. Shh. Calm down. That's my man. It's all right. Shh. Your mammy's here. Shh. My darling. Oh, my darling. Shh. And didn't your Anna Banana get all your favourites? Oh, yes, she did. Careful now pouring the milk. That's the man. And now, sugar. One, two. That's my man. And there's your Anna Banana now.
Morning.
Good morning, love.
Hi, Jelly Belly, the cornflake king.
Anne, I was wondering, would you like to mind Jelly for an hour or so this morning? I know you have your work to do, but I was wondering...
Of course. You do whatever. I'll look after him. Won't I, Jelly? Will you let Anna Banana look after you? We can play some of our silly old games.
Thanks, love.
Hello there. Hello. It's me.
What?
It's me. Over here on the bench.
I can't see properly. I forgot my glasses.
Some enchanted morning, you may meet a stranger across a crowded park.
Oh, there you are. I never... Frank, I didn't. I was in my head thinking.
Bad for you, May. Too much thinking's a killer. Will you sit down?
Am I interrupting your...
Secudo? Not at all. I have all day to do it. I'm fine and fast with the medium level, but the hard one, well, that's well named.
Wouldn't know the first thing about it. My husband was. He did the crosswords, the difficult ones. He was a bright man. He was.
Oh, you're upset. So sorry, my dear. Look, I have the very thing. Ta-da! A handkerchief. Starched, ironed, never used. None of your tissue rubbish.
Thank you.
Everything okay? With Jelly?
He's okay. He's with my daughter. I realized I need to give her time with her brother. He brings out the best in people. It seems I'm a bit... I seem to have... Well, we had words last night, me and Anne. Well, she had words with me. I didn't say much. And she was... Well, she was on her second bottle of wine.
Oh, the wine's a whore. Excuse my French, May. Put enough of that in you and you could start a war. I stick to the point. Two's my limit. Nice and slow, but two's my limit.
She said things. True, some of them. Finds it hard to be nice, our Anne. Pushing her lovely husband away. I said I'd take a walk, give her some space.
They're all astronauts now, wanting space.
Oh, I get it. Astronauts, space. I'm not great on the jokes, but I get that. She misses her dad.
How long is he?
5.5 months. March 17th. Woke up to the sound of a brass band playing and my darling Bren dead in the bed beside me.
Oh, that's... Sorry for your... That's hard. On everyone.
And it's all gone funny since. Anne hasn't visited. Not once since her dad. And Jelly has stopped swinging. And I miss him so much. I'm ruining your lovely linen handkerchief.
That's okay. Ruin it away.
Do you like musicals, Frank?
Love them.
Yesterday when you said some enchanted evening and all that, and I knew it wasn't. It was fun, wasn't it?
Just a joke. South Pacific, my favourite.
My Fair Lady's mine.
Good choice, but South Pacific. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why?
Fools give you reason. Wise men never try.
You know your Rodgers and Hammerstein, eh?
Anne and Bren, they never understood me and my musicals. They liked the classical and the opera. So that maybe was what she meant when she said... What's this she said? I was her problem parent. Something like that. I think what she means is that I am not clever enough. And I'm not clever. Maybe that's what she means. Maybe that is why I... Why me and Jelly, whereas it was Anne and her daddy. It was always me and Jelly. They were both good to him. I'm not saying they weren't, but it was me and Jelly. And now she's lost her dad, and I don't know what to do for her. Well, listen to me going on and on like an old record. Do you have family?
Nancy died 5 years ago. We never had children. She wasn't... I knew when I married her that we wouldn't. So, that's how that is. Rearing them, it's hard. I see that all around me. And it doesn't stop. They need you until the day you die.
I always knew Jelly would need me. But now I see Anne. She needs me too.
Jelly? Now, that's an unusual name.
When I was pregnant, I prayed to St. Gerard Magella. Do you know him?
Not personally, no.
Oh?
Joking, May.
You see, that's me. I never know. It's the same with Anne. I never know when she's... She's so smart. She's all head.
And you're all heart. I can see that, May.
Anyway, St. Gerard Magella. He's the patron saint of pregnant mothers. And I prayed to him when I was expecting. So, when my lovely boy was born, I called him Magell. I could have called him Gerard, but I knew so many Jerrys and Jers. I wanted him to have a special name, Magell. People said that's a girl's name, but it isn't. Magella is. And once Anne came and started to talk, she called him Jelly.
And when did the swinging start?
From the very beginning. He rocked back and forth, as if he was hearing music that no one else heard. He's over 40, and he never stopped swinging until it stopped.
The oldest swinger in town.
That's what his dad called him.
May, are you free for another hour or so?
What? Oh, I...
There's something I'd like to show you.
Well, I...
No, I mean you and Jelly. I think he might like it.
Well, I...
Let's go get him.
Hi, love. I forgot my key.
Don't think I gave you a key.
You remember Frank?
Hello again.
Hi.
Come in, Frank. Is that okay?
Sure.
No, I...
Come in, Frank. Shut the door.
No, no.
There's Jelly. Hello, love. This is Frank, remember?
Hello, young man.
Oh, he remembers. Anne, pet, Frank has invited us to see a surprise that he won't tell me about, but he thinks Jelly will like it. He rang his friend and he says we can go now to see the surprise.
We?
Jelly and me.
And you, of course. Of course, you too. I hadn't thought.
Clearly no one had thought. Sorry, but it's a bit unusual for...
Look, I know it sounds strange, but I wanted to give your mother a surprise and to see if Jelly would maybe like it too. I know I'm a stranger, and why would she and our son trust me?
Precisely.
Be nice, Anne.
You come too.
Great idea. You and me and Jelly on an adventure. Let's get him ready, Anne. Oh, do. Come on. Let's take a chance, will we? Jelly, a giant scrapyard. Old bicycles and washing machines and a heap of old cash registers.
The man that owns this place is a bit loose in the head. In a good way. I know all sorts.
Look, Jelly, all those big shapes covered up. I wonder what's under there.
A heap of dead bodies, maybe.
And love. Sorry, Frank.
That's okay. You'll have to learn to trust, young lady. Otherwise...
I'm here, aren't I?
You are indeed. I used to bring the neighbour's boy, the special lad here. He loved it. But then they moved away. Just over here now. Let me just pull off the covers here. The rain, you see, would rot them, and then where would we be? No surprise for Jelly. Or for me. Or for this young lady.
Anne.
Anne. Here we are. Ta-da!
Oh, look! Swing boats! Oh, Jelly. Look at all the swing boats. All painted yellow and pink. I haven't seen a swing boat in years. Oh, the fun we had at the carnivals. Well, the swing boats were my favourite. Do you remember, Anne?
No.
Would he, do you think...
What, Frank?
Would he go on one? On the swing boat? You have to have two. So maybe you and Jelly. I thought that might get him back on the swing if he had someone swinging with him.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Well, let's see. Jelly pet, look, at the big swing. You and Mammy could get into it and pull the rope and we could swing together. Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe you get in and then I'll bring him over.
Thanks, love. Sorry. That's the brains, you see.
Here, May, I'll help you in.
Oh, no, I'm not as young as... Oh!
You're young at heart, May. It's the heart must keep young. Oopsie-daisy.
Oh, no, it's wobbly. I can't.
Hold on tight. Sit down slowly. That's it. I'm keeping you steady. Slowly now. Are you down?
I'm down. Oh, my heart's pounding. Hello, Jelly. Look at your mammy in the yellow swing boat. Will you come up and swing with me?
Come on, Jelly Belly. Will you come with Anna Banana?
Over here, pet.
Look, Jelly. Look at mammy. He's not budging.
Show him.
What?
You get in with your ma.
Oh, I don't think...
Go on. He just might not understand it until he sees it. I'll stay here with him. Isn't that right, Jelly? I'll take his hand. Good man, Jelly.
It's a bit awkward. I'm a bit...
What do you think, May? Wouldn't that work? You and Anne in the swing to show Jelly how it's done.
It just might. It just might, Anne. He loves his Anna Banana.
Okay.
Look at your sister go, Jelly. Look at her leaping into the swing boat like a gazelle. Oh, there she goes. And they're off. That's right. Pull it towards you. And back. Look at that Jelly. Oh, they go sailing into the air. Isn't that a sight?
Hiya, Mum. I'm coming.
Oh, Jelly's enjoying it.
He's laughing. Jelly's laughing. Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Jelly Belly.
Keep it up, Pet. It's the happiest sound I know.
Standing at platform 4 is the 11 a.m. Galway, serving for Darlington, Moore, Clara, Agone, Ballinasloe.
There it is, Jelly. There's the train. And we're sitting near the toilet this time, my pet.
Mum, I'm sorry for...
Stop, pet. And I'm going to call you pet and love and whatever. I can't change what I say or who I am.
I know. But I said some things.
You did? But I needed to hear them, some of them. They were in you. They needed to come out. You be nice to yourself and to Donal. Ring him. You need him. Isn't that right, Jelly? Oh, you little rascal for not going on the swing that the nice man showed you.
But he laughed.
He did. For the first time in 5 months, at something happy. And we laughed. Laughing's a tonic, and that's for sure. We better go. Bye, my love.
Bye, Mum. Jelly, a hug for Anna Banana.
Oh, look at that. He loves his Anna Banana. Come on, Jelly. We don't want to miss our train. Here we are, Jelly. Back home. Oh, Jelly, you're running away from me. Hold on and I'll get the key. I'm no youngster carrying your bag as well as my own. Will you hold on? Jelly, look at the strength of you pushing that big door. Oh, my good Jesus. Oh, Jelly. Look at you on the swing. Oh, look at that. The dead arose and appeared to many. Oh, my God. I never thought I'd see the day again. Oh, Jelly, I must tell Anna Banana.
This is me. Of course, somebody could be impersonating me, but why would they bother? Leave a message. A short one.
Hello, love. We're back safely. You won't believe this. Jelly ran in the gate and headed straight for the swing. He's swinging. My Jelly's swinging. There's the lovely Sinead.
Hi, Mrs. Coffee. And there's Jelly. How's my man? Had you a good holiday?
We had a great time, didn't we, Jelly? He started back on his swing.
Oh, that's great news. How do we do that?
To make a long story short, he saw his sister and me swinging on a swing boat. Do you know what that is?
Never heard of it.
It's a swing for two. He saw his mammy and his Anna Banana swinging and he started laughing. He was laughing at us laughing and we were laughing at him laughing at us. Then we came home and he went straight for his swing.
Poor fella's been grieving since his dad. Maybe seeing you and your daughter happy, maybe that made him happy too. Isn't that right, Jelly? He's a very bright man, our Jelly.
Don't I know it?
Come on, Jelly. We need to get going. That's the man. Up we go.
How was your holiday?
Oh, crap. Rained all the time. The boyfriend liked what Ibiza had to offer a little bit too much, if you know what I mean. So I dumped him once we landed at the baggage carousel.
Oh, sorry, pet. You were too good for him, so.
Anyway, happy to be back with Jelly and Co. See you, Mrs. Coffee. Come on, Jelly Man.
Hug for Mammy. Oh, that's my man. Hello?
Hi, Mum. That was great news.
Anne, he's a mystery as jelly.
Sure is. Oh, that Frank came round with a whole load of DVDs of musicals for you. Don and me will bring them down in a few weeks.
Oh, that would be nice.
When all this thesis thing is over. Speaking of which, must get back to it. Bye, Mum.
Bye, love.
You've been listening to A Swing for Jelly by Charlie McCarthy, the recommended entry in this year's PJ O'Connor Awards and the final offering in our summer season on Drama on One. Joe Taylor was Jelly, Áine Ní Wiri his mother May, and Dawn Bradfield his sister Anne. Joe Hanley played the befriending Frank and Aileen Mython, the social worker Sinead. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath and the play was produced by Aidan Matthews.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.